Welcome to Independence Day's web exclusive. I am here with Ross Flournoy and Brian Whelan of the band Apex Manor. We've spent the past hour or so talking about a range of topics. Their past band, the Broke Down and Broken West, what the Apex Manor, called the Apex Manor, like the Pink Floyd, what the Apex Manor is up to in the future, their upcoming tour, amp, geekery stuff, getting hit by bicyclists, all kinds of things. But I want to talk just a little bit more about one thing, because you said Ross, this is for you, when you said that the Broken West had you know, met its demise, right, and you kind of fell into kind of a writer's block situation, and you said it was pretty debilitating. Like, how long were you stricken with said writer's block?
Probably 1 to 2.5 months, maybe.
Yeah. And like, so, and what did you, I mean, I know we'll get to what actually got you out of it, but while you were in it, like, did you just kind of pick up the guitar, were uninspired, or?
Uninspired, and I didn't know what I was going to end up doing, and, you know, if I was going to be able to put out another record. So I just felt sort of, I guess, just kind of depressed about music.
Yeah. Was it one of those, because a lot of musicians I've talked to talk about how they feel the gift has just left them. You know, was it one of those like terror situations where it's like, oh my God, I'm never going to write another good song again? Or was it just more like general malaise?
More like general malaise, I think. I think somewhere deep inside I knew I could still do it. But I definitely wasn't feeling fired up about it.
Yeah. Now, did you just kind of stay away from the guitar, or did you pick it up every day and kind of like?
No, I definitely didn't pick it up every day. I just kind of stayed away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I read this in your article, or an article I read about you. What got you through it was actually NPR. Right. Tell us how it happened.
There used to be a blog on NPR's website called Monitor Mix, which was written by a woman named Carrie Brownstein, who used to be in the band Slater Kinney. And she, I was a fan of the blog on Facebook. And one Friday afternoon, they on Facebook, and also through the blog, but I saw it on Facebook, that they had issued a challenge to their listeners saying, you know, write and record a song and submit it to us by Sunday night. And so this was a Friday afternoon. And so I decided I would give it a shot. And I wrote a song that I ended up liking a lot, and that kind of got me fired up again.
Yeah. Did you get any response from having sent it in to them, or did they get back to you?
Not from them, but on the it wasn't a contest, which I think in a lot of the press that's been written about this sort of aspect, they've painted it like it was a contest, and it wasn't. It was just kind of like a challenge.
NPR is going to give you like a handbag.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's not like a big cash prize.
No, exactly. Exactly. But I saw, you know, they posted every submission, they posted on the website, and there were a bunch of people who commented on the song that I submitted.
So how many did they get, do you think?
I mean, they're probably 100? 200, okay, something like that.
That's a pretty good response, I'd think.
Yeah, so there were a lot of people who commented on mine, and that kind of, and I to be honest with you, I knew it was good.
Yeah.
But it was you know, nice to hear that other people liked it too.
Yeah, and that's sometimes just that little bit of feedback is like just enough to kind of get you out of your little orbit that you're stuck in. It's kind of like I've been watching the NBA playoffs right now. I've been watching a lot of basketball, and you know, as someone who's a really strong shooter, like a shooting guard, like they'll be missing and they'll be missing and they'll be missing, and sometimes all it takes is to get to the free throw line and see the ball go through the hoop once.
Right.
And then that shakes it loose.
Yeah.
Like that, sometimes that's all it takes.
That's
is
all
one
it takes,
little thing.
Right.
One little thing. One basket.
Yeah. And then you're back where you were before. Yeah.
Exactly. And you're back being creative and back doing what you need to be doing.
Yeah.
So again, I've asked you guys to bring guitars. This is a web exclusive thing. And again, this is a little bit extra thing I like to give the audience. Thank you for being understanding and willing to give just a little bit more. So give us a couple. You know, tell us what you're going to play. What's special enough to warrant being a web exclusive?
Well, we're going to do a song off the second Broken West record. The song's called Gwen Now and Then. And I think we both just like playing this song live, right?
That's right. We do like playing it.
It's fun.
I love playing it.
How much?
I think this is one of your better songs.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
It's a lot better than the others.
Thanks.
How many other Broken West songs that you're playing in Apex Manor?
Yeah, this one. And I'd say, on the last tour that we did, we would do this one and maybe one or two others.
Yeah. So, yeah. Pretty good crowd response from that. I imagine there's probably a lot of carryover.
Yeah, not as much as you'd hope for. Uh-huh. But the two or three people in the crowd who were Broken West friends would freak out. So,
Oh,
that was nice.
That's good. Yeah. Again, it's the ball going through the hoop, man.
Exactly.
That's right. Play this for us.
Yeah. It's called Gwen Now and Then.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Very nice. Gwen Now and Then, correct? That's the name of the tune?
That's right.
Very nice. Web exclusive here on Independence Day. Thank you for tuning in to the internets to hear Ross and Brian play some songs from Apex Manor and The Broken West. What else have you got for us? Anything cool? It's undoubtedly cool, but how cool is it going to be?
Well,
it's always the question.
Well, Joe, that's a really good question.
Yeah?
Do you want to try... Do you want to try My Man?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a tender ballad for the wimps in the back.
Very tender. I don't want to know. Second thought ticking by ever so slow, and my heart won't beat in time. My mind, can my love be far behind? My mind, I don't wanna.
dream, but I dream I'll forever be filling your glass of wine. My can my love be far behind? My can my love be far I don't wanna know, but I know then the seconds are ticking by ever so slow and my heart won't be in time. My
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for coming and sharing this with us. This is Ross Flournoy, Brian Whelan from the band Apex Manor. My name is Joe Armstrong. Thanks for listening.